everybody, and welcome to your favorite Burner podcast. I am your host, Jake, and today we're going to be talking about around the NBA, Burner accounts, Kevin Durant, Steve Clifford, Ben Simmons, Stephen Curry, and yeah, that's really pretty much it. It's been a while since I've talked to you guys. I've been talking on Hustle Place 2K a lot. The support there has been crazy. Thank you so much. So let's get right into this, guys, and don't want to give away too many secrets. Don't want to expose my Burner podcast. But let me stop with that joke and let's get into this. Okay, so let's get into the Burner account here from Brian Colangelo, the 76ers executive. People are saying his wife did it because of the Burner accounts. The last two numbers fits his wife's. And sneaky Italian woman, what can I say? No, I'm kidding. No prejudice at all there. But I think it's just really funny that the wife would try to do this. I don't really get the motivation behind it at all. I think it's really funny. I mean, Brian Colangelo, Sixers rep, even Joel Embiid was clowning on him, liking all the tweets, saying Stan Hinkie was better. I think Joel Embiid's a character. I think that he's just hilarious, honestly. But the tweets are saying that he should be traded. They'd rather have Kristaps Porzingis. And I think that I just don't know why this would even be like a thing. But speaking of Burner accounts, let's jump over to Kevin Durant real quick. And he said something about how the Thunder, he was in the league before he came to the Warriors, dissing the Thunder and how they're not a big market franchise. And all I want to say to KD is that as a Thunder fan, I don't like him, but I respect him. But there's just no reason for that jab. Like, we know we're in Oklahoma City. Like, that's just so stupid. I don't even understand the point of a jab there from Kevin Durant at all. It makes no sense to me. Kind of being a snake, you know. Get the hiss sounds out. Somebody get like, you know that button from Staples that's like, that was easy? Get a hiss for Kevin Durant, because that's all he's been doing. I mean, talks about Russ nicely. Yeah, I get that, but that's not enough for what he's been saying about the franchise as a whole. Yeah, Kevin Durant, respect him. Don't have to like him, but I definitely respect his game. And somebody has to get a snake button, I guess. On to the next part. Okay, so the next thing I want to talk about is Steve Clifford. He gave his team last season a 22-win increase, got them the 7th seed in the Eastern Conference, and now he's going to the Magic to coach that team. That's kind of a wreck right now. I think he can do some good things with them, have some young talent on the team, needs to turn the first-round picks into something good. Can't have another Mario Hezonja. I'm not writing off Jonathan Isaac yet, but I just want to say that he was hired for 4 years, and I think it's a great hiring. I think he's a great head coach, and I don't think the Magic did anything wrong with this. This was a great idea picking him up, and I just wanted to say something really quick there. And yeah, let's get on to Ben Simmons. Okay, so the next thing I want to talk about is Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons hinted LeBron James going to Philly, and I just want to say I cannot believe any of these speculations until he breaks up with Kendall Jenner. This is our Kardashian curse in the making. I know this is kind of an overused joke, especially after Tristan Thompson cheated on Khloe, but there's just no way I can trust someone dating a Jenner or a Kardashian on any of these speculations. I think he will go to Philly, but I'm not taking the word from Ben Simmons. Hell no. Not after he's dating the Kendall Jenner. That's just not going to be happening for me. You can talk about how she's good looking all you want, but I will not be taking any words from Ben Simmons until that relationship is over. Best of luck to both of them, but I will not be partaking in this Kardashian curse. Steph said he hates how the Cavs role players behind LeBron aren't respected, and that they're NBA players and they deserve to be respected and it's not a one-man team. I kind of agree with that, but Steph, you can't really connect to that. You have KD, Draymond, and Klay. You have three basically future Hall of Famers, one for sure, two on the cusp. Jalen Rose doesn't think KD and Draymond are going to get to the Hall of Fame, but Draymond Green, after winning the Defensive Player of the Year award, Klay is going to be the all-time great shooter. I think both of them will make it, but getting off topic there, Steph, you can't relate to that. You have four All-Stars on your team. Your team is the best of all time, better than Jordan's Bulls. I don't care what anybody says. In this time period, the Warriors are the best team of all time. Maybe back then they wouldn't be, but right now they are the best team of all time, in my opinion. And Steph cannot relate to how that is being played out. That was just really funny to me. I thought that Steph was trying to make a case, trying to make the Cavs feel better. The Cavs role players, I don't know what was going on, but there's just no way I'm taking anything from Steph here because of just this. No disrespect to Steph, just has so much help. No reason to be making these comments. Oh, it's not time for the outro. Okay, guys, so that's going to wrap up the podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed. We covered a lot of things today, including Burners, the Kardashian curse, or the Jenner curse, or whatever you want to call it. covered some coach hiring, Steph Curry trying to relate to a team that's LeBron and some bums. No, I'm kidding. Great, some great role players, but LeBron is the Cavs, basically, is what I'm trying to say. But yeah, we covered a lot in this episode. It was short, quick, easy. Tried to make a couple jokes here and there. I know I'm not the funniest, but we're working on it. Going to try to make these more entertaining for you guys, make it somewhat enjoyable to listen to. So hope you guys enjoyed. This has been your host, Jake from Hustle Plays, and I am signing out. Make sure to subscribe to my Apple Podcast and my Twitter link, JSL Podcast. Again, JSL Podcast. That is my Twitter. Click the link in my bio to get to my Apple podcast, and you can just click the subscribe button. It's free, easy. It's more accessible for iPhone users. Comes out a little later than on Anchor, but it's accessible and easy, so make sure to do that. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll catch you in the next one. Peace.